Arabella Nightwind, First Lady of the Queen Anne's Revenge, and the only one brave enough to tell the captain his tricorn hat looks ridiculous with cowboy boots, speaking to you now from the lush and legendary island of Kauai, Hawaii's Garden Isle. We've dropped anchor near Poipu Bay, where the sea kisses the green cliffs and the waves crash near the famous Spouting Horn blowhole, spraying mist higher than a masthead in a storm. This be the very place where they filmed Jurassic Park. And I'll be honest with ye, I half expect a raptor to come dashing through the palms when Blackbeard's in one of his moods. The captain's been strutting round the deck lately, bellowing like John Wayne, calling every sailor pilgrim and squinting into the sunset like he's fixing to duel a tumbleweed. Yes, he has been binge-watching old westerns, but today, instead of gunfights or buried treasure, he's bringing you something far more valuable, hard-won wisdom on how to sail the stormy seas of parent and teen relationships. He scoured the globe for the finest counsel, and the results may surprise ye. So sit back, breathe in that hibiscus-scented air, and let the cowboy pirate himself share what he's learned about raising strong young hearts without getting dragged to Davy Jones by teenage tempests. Oh, and if you want my opinion of Big Jake, I dare say he wouldn't know what to do with a lace handkerchief or a whispered poem, but he could carry a lady through a desert and never break stride. Take it away, Captain Duke.
Thank you, little lady. I do be a fan of Rooster Cogburn. Duke made every Western feel like a pirate tale, lawless lands, strong codes, and justice by gun or gallows. He played the same man in every film, and somehow that man never got old. Well now, pilgrims, gather round the fire, cause we're about to wrangle with one of the trickiest beasts in all the seven seas, parent and teenager relations. This ain't my first podcast rodeo, and it sure as blazes won't be me last dastardly Pirate Code podcast. So, I be asked, what advice would you give to teenagers worldwide about how to get along with their parents? I, parenting be a blend of chaos, love, and accidental comedy. Raising kids be like a walk in the park. Jurassic Park, to be specific. Hoist the Jolly Roger! Gather round as old Blackbeard shares some pearls of wisdom for navigating the sometimes tumultuous waters of parent-teen relationships. Here be me advice for teenagers worldwide on how to get along with their parents. Open communication. Speak openly with your parents. Share your thoughts and feelings, and be willing to listen to theirs. Honest and respectful communication be the anchor that keeps the ship steady. Most parents agree with Dr. Benjamin Spock when he says, there are only two things a child will share willingly, communicable diseases and his mother's age. So don't be like that child. Show a little respect. Honest and open communication is the compass that guides the ship. It be the key to understanding each other better and preventing misunderstandings from turning into storms. Empathy and understanding. To sail smoothly through the waters of family life, put yourself in your parents' cowboy boots. Try to understand their perspective and the challenges they face. Parents have struggles, dreams, and fears, just like teens. Here be one challenge old Blackbeard has heard. When your kids are toddlers, they need you 24/7. When they're teens, they pretend you don't exist, except when they need money, food, or a ride. Empathy be a powerful tool for building bridges and fostering a sense of unity aboard the ship. Set boundaries and respect them. Every ship needs its rules, and so does a household. Work together with your parents to agree upon reasonable boundaries, and then stick to them. It be crucial for a harmonious voyage. Once established, respect them like the sacred code of the sea, ensuring harmony and mutual respect aboard the ship. Nothing tests a man's grit quite like a teenage daughter slamming the cabin door. Pick your battles. Not every squabble be worth a full-blown mutiny. Not every wave be a tidal wave. Choose your battles wisely and save your energy for the ones that truly matter. Sometimes it'd be better to let the smaller issues slide for the sake of peace on the ship. For many, parenthood is the scariest hood they have ever had to go through. Show appreciation. Aye, even pirates appreciate a kind word now and then. Let your parents know you value and appreciate them. A simple thank you can be the wind in their sails, making the journey smoother for all aboard. If your parents are providing food, clothing, shelter, don't take it for granted. A simple thank you can smooth the seas. Be responsible. I, a good sailor, takes on their fair share of duties, contribute to the ship's upkeep, take on chores and responsibilities without being asked. It not only lightens the load, but also shows your parents that ye be a responsible and trustworthy crewmate. One parent told myself that parents spend the first 2 years teaching kids to walk and talk, then the next 16 years telling them to sit down and be quiet. If ye can't carry your part of the load while living at home, what makes you think you can carry the full load on your own? Find common ground. Seek out shared interests and activities with your parents. Discovering common ground can be like finding a hidden treasure and can strengthen the bond between ye and your parents. It might even lead to some enjoyable adventures together on the seas of life. Ye shall have troubles aplenty once ye leave their protective instincts. So try to minimize the challenges while aboard their ship. Apologize when needed. Even the bravest and most legendary pirates make mistakes. If ye mess up and find yourself in troubled waters, own up to it. Admit that ye be wrong and offer a sincere apology. It takes a strong sailor to admit when they're wrong. Offering a sincere apology be a sign of strength and maturity, earning respect from your fellow crewmates. Parents take a note from the Duke and say something like this. Now listen here, partner. I might have come on a bit strong. I've spent a lifetime facing outlaws and storms, but I reckon I still got a few things to learn about talking to someone like you. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. That wasn't my aim. You got grit, and I respect that. And teens try this one out and see it. It don't appease a parent's wrath. I spoke out of turn, and I can own up to it. Being a parent ain't for the faint of heart. And I reckon I don't know the whole trail you've had to ride. So if my words cut deep, I apologize. We're all doing the best we can with what we've got. No hard feelings, I hope. Independence with respect. As ye grow, you'll be wanting more independence, and this be as natural as the changing tides. Communicate your desire for freedom with respect, and work with your parents to navigate these new waters and to establish a balance that allows both parties to navigate these changing seas. Treasure the time together. The seas of life be ever-changing, and time be the most precious treasure. Spend quality time with your parents, for these shared experiences be the true riches of family life. Cherish the memories and let them be the guiding stars in the night sky of your familial journey. Remember, even the mightiest pirate needs a loyal crew, and a family be much the same. By fostering understanding, communication, and respect, ye can navigate the turbulent waters of adolescence and family life with greater ease. Set sail with a hearty spirit, me hearties. Time for Blackbeard to sail off into the sunset. Adios, amigo! Davos!
By thunder, stop laying about the ranch like a sunburnt landlubber. Saddle up and start following this old pirate on social media. Download the Scurvy Blackbeard app so we can chat about your favorite team, your star player, or even your celebrity crush. Just don't be surprised when the captain gives you a Duke-style reckoning on the matter. Join the weekly and monthly treasure hunts. Aye, real coin, real clues, and Blackbeard's own buried bounty waiting to be found by brave souls like yourself. And one last thing. Stop flirting with those painted wenches, Siri and Alexa. You want answers, adventure, or advice? Call on Blackbeard. He's got more wisdom than both them lasses, and a better beard too. Till next time, Pilgrim, stay sharp, stay bold, and keep your cutlass close. This be Arabella Nightwind, a storm in a saddle, and the only gal who can outdraw a pirate and outtalk a cowboy, signing off from the island paradise of Kauai.